Hey, it's been a while. This is Colin. So this is going to be the first episode of a new project that I'm thinking about doing. I don't feel like that the last one was really working out, particularly because the amount of time it was taking me to make even each episode was pretty difficult and unsustainable. So, like, the whole process behind... Like, my past episodes were pretty much me setting my recorder down on top of a table in a room, and then me talking to my friends, David, Lauren, Gabrielle, you know, other people. And it was difficult because a lot of the time what I had was I was just setting the recorder flat on the table, and it has little felt feet on the bottom of the recorder, but that's not really enough to, you know, isolate the recorder from, you know, the table, which if anyone, you know, were to knock on the table or set something down on the table, it'd make this really loud sound in the recorder. And so throughout an hour-long recording, listening to and finding each little instance of hearing the little springs in the table make sound, you know, rattle because or react or the wood creaking. It's a cheap table. That all gets transferred to the microphone, and cutting all those out was really difficult while still maintaining speech. It just sounded very roomy. The way that I would prefer to record that would be to have a microphone, one microphone in front of each person. I have a high-quality microphone, and then I have my phone. But the high-quality microphone is USB, so I can only plug one of them into my computer and have that work. I don't have like a mixer or in like four XLR input microphones. I have one USB input microphone. And I'm not going to be able to just like bring my laptop everywhere with me. So my ideal like recording solution for this would be to get one of those six-way Zoom microphones, like one of the six-way Zoom recorders. The company is called Zoom. I think it's called the H6i or something like that. And then hook up four microphones up to that. And then four XLR microphones. And then, boom, it's good. It's done. Every person has their own microphone. It sits in front of them. But then I would need to get four boom arms. Logistically, it's a nightmare, and it's not... Not everybody has that kind of money to spend. So it was a nightmare to try and get everyone's voice sounding good. It was a nightmare to get the levels balanced. And I got some critique on the last episode that I did, which I don't even know if I don't think I even uploaded the episode. Maybe I did. Yeah, I uploaded it. The last episode I uploaded, I got some critique on it, and basically it was, there's too much fluff in there. There's too much unnecessary stuff that I'm listening to, especially in the beginning of the episode. And my whole rationale for having kept all that in there was because every person in the episode is a character, and they're playing, they are a character, and to understand who the character is and to feel like you have more of an attachment to who that character is in this story that is the episode, you have, you know, background information and stuff like that. And, you know, for some people that's too much. I felt like that it was necessary, but to get people to, you know, build a connection and understand who each character is in the episode. But, you know, some people don't like Tarantino films. So, hearing that was really discouraging for me. And so I just stopped posting those. I did record one recently from my boyfriend's last visit, where we were playing the Game of Life, but not the one that you're probably thinking of by Milton Bradley. But yeah, I haven't posted anything because it's just, it takes too long for me to edit those episodes. Yeah. So I have a new concept for my podcast project. This one, I haven't come up with a name yet. It's basically, the concept is hypothetical arguments. So these are all arguments that have either happened or these are all arguments that either came up in a dream, you imagined it, or these are all arguments that actually happened, but have the opportunity to explain the argument without any rebuke or rebuttal. So they're all sort of like hypothetical arguments. And the idea is for, the idea isn't going to be like to bring two people onto the podcast and have them settle an argument or whatever. It's more to, I don't think I'm the only one to be doing this when I'm like driving my car or I'm in the shower or something like that. And or working on a project at work and I'm, you know, I just had an argument with someone, a disagreement, and so I'm mulling it over in my head for longer than necessary. And when you do that stuff in your head, you're pretty much always going to be the winner of that pretend argument in your head, that hypothetical argument in your head. This podcast is, the idea behind this podcast is sort of to think those arguments out loud onto the podcast over a mic and get those out. And that's the concept of this podcast, is to have those imaginary arguments that you win, but have them out onto the podcast, do it over mic, and then other people can listen. I'm thinking about getting a co-host. I want to ask my brother David, or I might ask my friend Ayler, who used to live in Mexico, but now he doesn't. He lives in Canada. And my brother, he lives really close by. So I'm thinking about asking one of them to be my co-host. I'm actually going to call David here in a second. And I've already recorded the first segment, which I will be playing next here in just a second. But yeah, it's either stuff that you've, you know, the arguments that you've had in your head driving in your car, arguments that you just never actually happened, but for some reason you're thinking about it in your head, or something that you dreamed, an argument that you dreamed happening, and say it on mic. This next segment was a dream that I had just like a couple hours ago, and I had to, I was like, you know, screw it, I'm just gonna try and put it on the podcast and we'll see where it goes. So this is a new project, I haven't named it yet, but this first segment is called Grab the Key Fob. It's part of a dream that I had. Because it's part of a dream, it's not really structured, and I'm sort of like regathering the details as I'm speaking it, because dreams are a fickle thing. They disappear from your mind very fast. So, sort of a pilot episode. Grab the key fob. Okay, so let me set the scene for you here real quick. Dave and I had just gotten back home from grocery shopping. We're watching TV, and I'm talking to Dave about something, and Craig happens over here. I can't remember what we were talking about, but it was something that I wasn't comfortable with Craig hearing, and then he overheard something, and out of context, and he asked me a question. He said, "Wait, the stone or the concrete?" I can't remember what I was talking to Dave about, but Craig apparently misunderstood, and he thought I was talking about something relating to the road salt and the concrete in the basement and the steps going up into the garage. So at my mom's house we have there's a basement, and then there's a garage. There's like a little door that goes into the garage. And the stairs going up into the garage are made, I would think, is concrete, but they could be stone. So I thought he was talking about that. And they're like a really smooth stone, sort of. And so I said stone. So Dave, Craig, and I go down into the basement and go to check out the stairs. And he's talking to me. Not an important detail, because I don't remember what the fuck he was saying. But I was looking at Mom's car, and Mom's car is beat the fuck up. She has a beat up car. And I noticed that's a loaner car, because her actual car is in the shop, and she got a loaner car from the dealership, which for some reason is a really beat up piece of crap. The garage door behind Mom's car is open, and my car is, we have a 2-lane driveway, and my car is parked behind Mom's car. And Dave immediately walks outside, because he notices that we didn't grab all the groceries. There's still some groceries behind my car that we need to grab. So Dave grabs those, and he moves them sort of out of the way, but before bringing them inside, I decided to move my car, because if anyone parks behind Mom's car and Mom needs to leave, she gets mad. So it's like sort of like an unspoken rule: don't park on the side of the driveway that Mom's car is going to be using if she needs to leave somewhere. So one side of the driveway is always empty. The other half of the driveway, my sister parks on, Craig parks on, Craig's my stepfather. And if anyone's coming to visit, like myself, I always park on that side of the driveway too. So we parked there, but I didn't park there this time. I parked on Mom's side of the driveway, close to the path to the house, because I had the groceries, and for some reason we forgot some. So I figure, okay, let's go ahead and move my car. I don't know why, but Dave and Craig had to, and Dave is my boyfriend. David is my brother. That's a hard one to get used to, but I've mostly gotten used to splitting the names. I decided to move my car. I can't remember why, but Dave and Craig had to hold the trunk shut. I have a hatchback, and I guess they had to hold the door shut for some reason. And for some reason, I didn't get all the way into the car. I got only halfway into the car, and I put the car into drive, but I wasn't applying any pressure to the pedal. It was just inching. It was sort of inching forward. Yeah, the car was sort of inching forward. I wasn't applying gas, and then I was using the brake to sort of slow it down. And then Craig like dropped his key fob or something. It like fell out of his pocket onto the driveway, and I was about to back the car up behind Craig's car, and I'm like, Craig, can you grab that? And he says, no, I can't. I can't grab it. Why don't you grab it? And I'm like, because I'm up here with my foot on the brake and my hand on the steering wheel. And he goes, I can't grab it. And so I'm like, okay, I'm backing up. I'm running it over. It's ran over. And I ran the key fob over with both tires of my car. And he just looks at me. The key fob's fine. The key fob didn't break. But he just looks at me. And so I parked the car, and he goes, and then he picks up the key fob. And I was like, why couldn't you grab the key fob? And I was like, why did I have to be the one to, why did I have to grab it? Like, why couldn't you grab it? And I'm like, look, I had my hand on the steering wheel and the brake. How was I wasn't going to be able to grab it. Okay, let me rephrase, Craig. I'm the one that's keeping you from getting run over by my car, and also keeping my car from backing up into your car. I wasn't going to be the one to be able to grab it. Was I asking for too much of you? And he goes like, yeah, you kind of were. And then he gestures to his ears, and he goes, my ears are kind of bubbly. And that's the end of this conversation. And he walks inside. I'm like, are you really? Fucking really? I wasn't going to be able to grab it. I don't understand how I was in the wrong there. Dave couldn't grab it either. But it was Craig. It was like literally right by your feet. And I couldn't grab it because I was keeping the car from running you over. So I don't know.